TBT. My name's Matt Williams. Thank you for listening. This show is part of the Cross Politic Network. Go over there, become a member, get great benefits, see a lot of great shows and content that we're putting out. If you want to reach out to me, I would really appreciate it. Love hearing from you guys. You can find me on Twitter, at Instagram, How to Build a Tent. You can also now find me on Facebook. So we're growing that page. So please go over there, like it on Facebook. Also, if you want to email me, you're not the social media type, email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you guys. It's such a blessing. I love hearing how this show has just been blessing you guys, and you've been using this in your careers, in your businesses. It's so great to see how God is working in our lives. So please shoot me an email, shoot me a DM. I love to hear from you guys. In fact, today's show is from an email that is just such a great topic. And this topic is so perfect for us to talk about as a Christian podcast, because the world has a perspective on this topic and God has a perspective on this topic. And this is where the power of this show comes into play. It's not just a show about business where we take philosophies of man, books that men have written, and theorize on their own experiences or their education, but we are using the Word of God. We are using truth to communicate, to change our lives, to determine how we do business, to establish our values. And that's where the power comes from, because God created all of this. He knows how it works, and we're using His Word, we're using His Spirit working in us to become successful at what He wants to do, to become successful business people, to become successful in our careers, not for our own needs, not to obtain material possessions, but to glorify God. So we get to do that. And the topic I want to talk about today is called imposter syndrome. It is something in some way, some shape, some form, we have all experienced somewhere in life where we have gotten to a place and we feel like imposters, like we don't belong. And I know that to be true because God loves to take us there. He loves to take us in places where we feel like we don't belong, where we don't deserve, because that is where He is going to work. So I looked up wiki definition of what this is, although I think just by saying imposter syndrome, something rings true in us where, oh yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about, but let's just nail down this definition real quick. Imposter syndrome is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. Despite external evidence of their competence, those experiencing this phenomenon remain convinced that they are frauds and they do not deserve all that they have achieved. Individuals with imposter syndrome incorrectly attribute their success to luck or as a result, deceiving others into thinking they are more intelligent than they perceive themselves to be. All right, so even by this definition, you can see the world's kind of attitude, the cure that the world will give you. If you feel this way, if you feel like you've tricked people, you don't feel like you're good enough, the world will say, you just need to believe more in yourself. You just need to have more self-esteem. You need to love yourself. You need to surround yourself with people that are going to tell you that because you deserve it. You deserve the success. You deserve You deserve the recognition that you have received. That inside you is telling you that you really aren't as good as you portray. That is just a lie. You need to tell yourself the truth that you are powerful, that you are great. And that is so contrary to the truth. What do I mean? All of our success, all of who we are, all that we accomplish is because God has given us the gifts, because God has created us to be who we are. He has opened doors for us to walk through. And it's not because of our own self. It is because God has called us. It is because God has led us down this path. And so it is not about how good you are. It is not about how smart you are. It's not about your education. It's not about your experience that you are where you are. Even the world tells you that. Even you might say that to yourself. But it's because God has placed you there for a reason, to glorify Him, to tell people about God, to make disciples of all nations. And what happens is we get stuck, we get in trouble, because we get to a place where we need to depend on God, and we look to ourselves to save us instead of looking to Him. And what results from that is depression, anxiety, fear that we aren't going to be able to achieve what's before us, fear that people are going to find out that we're not good enough. But the truth is that God is taking us into those spots where we aren't good enough, because that is when God works, and that is when He gets the glory. You think of people like Joseph, who was sold into slavery, the youngest of the family, became the head of a household, became the head of a nation. Do you think he was qualified by that world's standards to run a nation? What about David, who became the king of Israel? He was a shepherd. There's so many stories in the Bible where they take people that are of nothing, that God takes people from nothing and uses them in a way that they are not qualified for, that they don't have the expertise for. Why? Because that is when God gets the glory. If God only gave us things that we were fitted for, that we had the experience for, then God wouldn't get the glory. It would be the work of men. It would be things that we accomplished in ourselves. And we get those negative feelings when we look to ourselves to accomplish that. So what we need to do as Christians, is when we find ourselves in those times of anxiety, when we fear that we are going to be found out, that we're not good enough, that we are in this position and we don't deserve to be, we need to be thankful that God has brought us here. We need to look to God. We need to look to God to have His power work in our lives to accomplish what He has for us. Because God has brought us there for a reason, and it's not to fail. Oh, you may fail in that project may fail, that business might fail, but that is not the end. God is going to take that failure, whatever it is, and use it for good in His plan to glorify Him. So whatever the case is, wherever you are, stop looking at yourself. It is not about your self-esteem. It is not about you not thinking you're good enough. It is not about your education. It's not about your experience, but it's about you needing to trust God. God, the Bible says, be anxious in nothing. We need to be trusting God. When we are anxious, it's because we are not looking to Him, and we're looking at our circumstances. We're looking at the large waves that are crashing over us. We're not looking to Him to deliver us. He has brought us to where we are. He has put us in successful, He has given us the success that we have had. Not for ourselves, not for us to come and fail, but for Him to get the glory. So when you get into those situations where you feel depressed, when you don't understand why things are working out the way they are, or when you feel like you are not good enough and that you are going to be exposed at any moment, when you have this imposter syndrome, give thanks to God, sing worship songs, get to your knees and pray, and focus your mind, take captive your thoughts, and direct them to God, and ask Him, not, why have you brought me here, God? Why did you bring me out to Egypt? Why did you bring me to this desert to die like the Israelites complained? But ask God, what do you have for me to do? And He's always going to show you the next step. He may not show you the step after that, but He's going to show you the next step. And the great thing about our God is He wants us to step into that place in His power and not ours, which means He's always going to give us the strength to get through it. We don't need to look to our credentials. We don't need to look to our experience to have validity of where we are. We need to point to God. He is the one who defines us. He is the one who qualifies us. We are not here on this earth in our name. We are not here in our careers for ourselves, but we come in the name of Jesus. So when you feel that way, get to your knees, thank God for where He's put you, and give Him the glory, give him the praise in your own life and to those around you. So what if they even find out that you are an imposter? That is more of a way to give God the glory. So be bold, do not fear, God is with you, and you are going to accomplish great things as long as you follow him. I hope that helps. I hope if you're struggling with depression, with anxiety, with those fears, that you just go to God, because he is there for you. He will take you under the shadow of his wings, and he will lift you up in due time. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, you want to talk to me more about this, please reach out to me, Twitter, Instagram, now Facebook, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.